All right, there's a lot of ideas you might have heard about just how the Port of Gladstone and the city could be a big mover and shaker in the world of hydrogen, splitting water, storing energy, transporting it, exporting effectively our renewable energy through hydrogen to other countries like Japan. Of course, Stanwell Corporation, Queensland government owned, as well as a conglomerate of Japanese companies, were wanting to export liquefied green hydrogen from the Port of Gladstone to Japan. They've done a feasibility study, and now it looks like it may well happen if it can get further government support. ABC's Toby Loftus spoke with Queensland's Energy Minister, Mick de Brenny, asking why this feasibility study was needed and what was discovered.
Global interest for Queensland's green hydrogen has grown rapidly. And so today, we're releasing a significant feasibility study report into the Central Queensland Hydrogen Project. And what the feasibility study shows is that the CQH2 green hydrogen project is technically feasible. If managed appropriately, it will deliver significant hydrogen exports from Central Queensland, as well as supporting the creation of nearly 9,000 new jobs in the region at its peak.
As you mentioned, the report did say it is feasible, but the project is, in its multiple stages, going to cost as much as $14.75 billion. That's the construction and total costs. The report said that it would need government support, though, to be feasible. Is this something that the state government would invest money in?
Well, the feasibility study does say that standing up this project does require government support. And that's why we're delivering it through a publicly owned electricity company, Stanwell Corporation. I think Queenslanders are supportive of the businesses that they own investing in opportunities like this that deliver significant returns to the state and create those jobs. We're talking about in the first phase around 100 tonnes per day of hydrogen and 800 tonnes per day by 2031. And so the project includes a hydrogen production plant at Aldoga, a hydrogen gas pipeline to transport the gas from the plant to liquefaction and ammonia facilities, and a hydrogen liquefaction plant and associated ship loading facilities. And so ultimately, this project delivers on a global ambition to lower energy sector emissions, but as well it creates many thousands of decent, secure jobs right across the Central Queensland region. That's worth investing in.
Some might say that hydrogen and then liquid hydrogen as well is untested. And I guess, is it right for government to, I guess, make a big gamble, so to speak, on such untested technology?
Well, if you go back 15 years, some commentators might have said our investment in LNG was a big gamble, but that has delivered significant job opportunities in Central Queensland. It has underscored the economic prosperity of our state, and we have solidified our trading partnerships right across the planet, but particularly our Asian trading partners, and we can deliver the same sorts of outcomes again with a green hydrogen industry.
One of the biggest criticisms locally of the, I guess, LNG facilities here in Gladstone was that there was not a lot of common user infrastructure that appeared as part of this projects. Would there be more common user infrastructure as part of this one, so other similar kind of facilities might end up popping up as well?
I think it is a relevant observation from some quarters that the LNG facilities seem to have triplicated the infrastructure that's required. Of course, they were developed in a very different economic time in Queensland's history. But today, things are different, and we have learnt from that. And we are in different economic times, both here in Australia, but also globally. And that gives us the opportunity to consider common user infrastructure, and that's being actively considered by the Palaszczuk government at the moment. I think the most important thing for people of Central Queensland to focus on is that the Palaszczuk government is determined to ensure that we get ahead of the game. The green hydrogen industry is one attracting global attention in Europe and the United States, and we want to make sure that Queenslanders don't miss this opportunity.
There was funding in the recent federal budget for this project. Is there more funding needed from the federal government as well on this?
Oh, we're very thankful for the funding for Queensland's hydrogen industry from the Albanese government. You know, we saw the federal government back in our hydrogen opportunities in the recent budget, committing almost $72 million for North Queensland hydrogen hubs on top of the $69 million confirmed for Central Queensland's hydrogen hub in Gladstone. These are nation-building projects, and I think that Queenslanders can expect to see more investment from the Palaszczuk government, more investment from the Albanese government.
What's the scale of this project when compared to other hydrogen projects?
This is the largest project that Queensland has on the books. There is other opportunities across the state that have been identified by a recent piece of work led by the Queensland government called Enabling Queensland's Hydrogen Production and Export Opportunities, which has considered our options for renewable energy generation, for the supply of water, for access to deep water ports for export. And whilst there are a number of opportunities, the CQH2 project is the most advanced. It has the most stable relationships and at this point in time has the highest prospects of success.
Queensland's Energy Minister Mick de Brenny speaking to ABC's Toby Loftus. It's 26 minutes past nine on ABC Capricornia. We'll get you the latest news headlines in just a few minutes' time. But first, some Lontano. This is December.